Support for KPLU comes from Edmonds Center for the Arts, presenting Martin Sexton Mixtape Tour on October 10th. Martin Sexton will perform tunes from his new album, Mixtape of the Open Road, as well as fan favorites. Tickets for Edmonds Center for the Arts are at ec4arts.org.
We'll be right back. a swinging big band that is, led by Chris Bruya at Central Washington University. It's the CWU Jazz Band, conducted by Chris Bruya, and composition and arrangement by Phil Kelly, originally composed for a professional recording ensemble here played by this outstanding college band and done so beautifully. The tune titled Top Fuel Pete versus the Travesky, and that's reference to Pete Chrislieb, tenor saxophonist, and Travis Ranney, originally written to feature them. In this recording, it was Lucas Simpson on alto and Brian Lawrence on tenor sax. Terrence Zikafus was the drummer, kicking things along, Drew Medick on piano, and Barney McClure at the Hammond B3 organ from his latest recording, Show Me. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, a regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Some more music from Jazzport Townsend coming up next week on the program, but for this week we're going to be listening to some recent releases. Among the new recordings is the new recording by Wayne Horvitz, Some Places Are Forever Afternoon. We'll also hear from Mark Seals and Jason Parker Quartet, and right now here's music from Gene Argel, a former Pacific Northwest resident, now a longtime resident of Hawaii, where he's made his home for many years. Over the last several years, he's recorded with some Seattle musicians and finally has an album together. It's called Luminescent, and we've played it before, but here's a tune from the album. This one is named for an Alaskan island called Annette, and it features Jay Thomas on tenor sax with Gene Argel at the piano, Chuck Deerdorf bass, and Mark Ivester on drums.
Thank you.
a song that goes back to 1968, written by Jimmy Webb. Wichita lineman, always had a gentle, western, nostalgic kind of feel to it. Wichita lineman, from a recent recording by Mark Seals, who was heard there on piano, with Fred Hamilton on guitar. Jeff Johnson was the bass player and Gary Hobbs on drums and cajon. Mark Seals from American Songs Volume 3, Place and Time, which came out early part of this year on Origin Records. Before that, Gene Argel was the pianist, and one of a number of recordings he's made in Seattle over the past several years, which come out in an album titled Luminescent. The album issued earlier this year with Gene Argel at the piano. Jay Thomas was on tenor sax, Chuck Deardorff bass, and Mark Ivester on drums. An original by pianist and organist Gene Argel titled Annette, named not for a person but for an island in Alaska, Annette Island. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, coming your way from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org every Sunday afternoon at this time. And if you miss a program, a podcast is always available at jazznw.org. You can go there and find recent broadcasts. If you missed last week's show, you can hear that at jazznw.org. Some jazz activity around the area. Today, Stanley Clark Band is playing at Jazz Alley, finishing out their gig tonight. And this afternoon, Easy Street is playing at 4 o'clock, and the Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra tonight at 8 at Tula's. And the group Nearly Dan is playing at Bake's Place at 7 tonight. Monday night, Alex Dugdale and the Fade Quartet will be playing at Tula's. Lee Ritenour and Dave Grusin open a week-long stint at Jazz Alley. They'll be playing Tuesday through Sunday. Don Clement Trio plus Dan Greenblatt will be at Tula's on Tuesday night. The Axiom Quartet with Alexei Nikolaev, John Hansen, Paul Gabrielson, and Phil Parasot play at Tula's on Wednesday. Dave Peck Trio will be at Tula's Friday and Saturday next week. Bass player Phil Sparks hosts a rotating trio of musicians every Friday afternoon from 5 to 7 at the Latona Tavern, 65th and Latona in Seattle. Singers rule next Saturday night. Stephanie Porter at Shuga's in Renton, Jeanette West at Boxley's in North Bend, and Julie Cacioppo at Vito's next Saturday night. For more info and other good places to go for live jazz, check the KPLU Jazz calendar. Also, find a very complete calendar available at earshot.org. Speaking of Western nostalgia, as we were in connection with the Wichita lineman, there's something of that feel, too, to Wayne Horvitz's new recording called Some Places Are Forever Afternoon. It's a collection of 12 pieces envisioned as a kind of suite in homage to the poet Richard Hugo. Richard Hugo was a Northwest poet who lived from 1923 to 1982, and he lived and worked in the area. He spent his later years in Montana. There's a nice feeling about his poetry that really stems from locations. And Wayne Horvitz is very interested in location-based music, so it was a natural fit. And he wrote these 12 pieces, which were inspired by the poetry of Richard Hugo, performed by Wayne on piano and Hammond B3, Ron Miles, cornet player out of the Denver area, Sarah Schoenberg on bassoon, Peggy Lee from Vancouver on cello, Tim Young guitar, and Keith Lowe on bass, Eric Eagle on drums. So it's a Northwest-based group for the most part and has a lot of the flavor of Richard Hugo's poetry in this collection. This piece starts off with a very quiet, sort of nostalgic feel to it, but then it goes into a kind of raggy, very loose-jointed dance. It's called All Weather Is Yours, No Matter How Vulgar, the Wayne Horvitz Group. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jason Parker Quartet and one guest added on that one. Jason Parker was the trumpet player and Cynthia Mullis was added on tenor sax, Josh Rawlings piano, Evan Floyd Barnes bass, and Devon Lewis on drums. The tune was Gala by Hadley Kallman from Jason Parker Quartet's CD Homegrown. Preceding that was Wayne Horvitz from his new album, Some Places Are Forever Afternoon, just issued last month, and this is a series of 12 pieces which are inspired by the poems of Richard Hugo, this one titled All Weather Is Yours, No Matter How Vulgar. The group included Wayne Horvitz on piano and organ, Ron Miles cornet, Sarah Schoenbach bassoon, Peggy Lee cello, giving it a real chamber music feel, and Tim Young guitar and Keith Lowe bass, Eric Eagle on drums. The new CD, Some Places Are Forever Afternoon, by Wayne Horvitz, the poems of Richard Hugo. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU, streaming at kplu.org. Mark Lewis, the intrepid alto saxophonist who makes his home in the Bremerton area, is currently on tour. He's usually quite active around Bremerton, Keyport, and in that general peninsular area. But this month he's on tour on the East Coast, and he's playing some gigs in Massachusetts and Rhode Island and around. And he's going to end up in Kansas City next Saturday night, which is very appropriate because that's Charlie Parker's birthday. And it's going to be cool for Mark to be playing in Kansas City on Charlie Parker's birthday. Should be a great cause for celebration. Meanwhile, he says that the music is continuing at Casa Mexico, where he has often played in Keyport, and it's a session that he's kind of kept going. This next Saturday night, it's going to be a group including Trent Lachlan on bass and Steve Nowak on guitar and special guest Lonnie Williams on alto sax. And the Casa Mexico is in Keyport, and they have jazz on Fridays from 6 to 9. And Mark will be back next month there. Meanwhile, he has a brand new recording out with his Cool Jazz Trio. I believe this is the first recording by this particular ensemble. It has Richard Person on trumpet, Mark Lewis on alto sax, and Richard Person playing trumpet and flugelhorn, and Steve Lucino's very strong bass driving the group. This is a piece which was composed by Mark Lewis, and he dedicates this to the late record producer, drummer, and recordist Bud Spangler, very active in the Bay Area for years. This is a tune titled Sparkle Dance, played by the Mark Lewis Cool Jazz Trio. Thank you.
Just in time, you found me. Just in time, before you came, my time was running low. I was lost, the losing dice were tossed. My bridges all were crossed, nowhere to go. Baby, now you're here, now I know where I'm going, no more doubt or no fear. I found my way, for love came just in time. You found me just in time, changed my lonely life that a lovely day. You know the losing dice were tossed. My bridges all were crossed. Had no place to go. Baby, now you're here. Now I know where I'm going. No more doubt, no fear. I found my way. For love came just in time. You found me just in time. Changed my lonely, 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 lonely. Lonely, 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 lonely life that a lovely day.
That's the Alex Gilbert Trio and another song of the 60s, Bob Dylan's Don't Think Twice, It's All Right, included in a collection called Bard Songs. Ernestine Anderson, back in 1962 at the Penthouse from a series of live broadcasts I was producing at the time. Ernestine Anderson singing with Dick Palumbi, piano, Chuck Metcalf, bass, and Bill Richardson at the drums, Just in Time. And we began the set of three with a new one from the Mark Lewis Cool Jazz Trio. Mark Lewis on alto, Richard Person trumpet, and Steve Lucino on bass playing Sparkle Dance. Wrapping up our Jazz Northwest for today, I'm Jim Wilkie. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week with music from Jazzport Townsend featuring the Moushe Ajenet Group. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org.